games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and port it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You make it now. Fall.
Hi, this is the Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Brie.
Mm. Oh my god, I do always do that.
Yes, you do.
Fuck.
This shit's going to be unedited, people.
Oh, shit. Shit monkeys.
Did I tell you that, Stacy? I'm not editing this.
You said you were in a good editing mood.
Well, no, I'm not.
So, okay. Wow.
Maybe I will be next week.
It's because of the fucking thesaurus, isn't it?
Perhaps.
Not the fucking thesaurus. There's not like a thesaurus for fucking eight.
That's interesting.
No, it's not. Don't lie.
I think we might have sighed at the same time.
I think
you know
we might have.
Because we're exasperated. know why? Because the dresses were so fucking horrible this year. Hi, welcome to the Red Carpet Cast.
This is the Oscars interview on newsstands and iTunes now.
Because everybody cares what we think about the Oscars.
So, oh yeah, two lesbians.
Hey, hey.
In the middle of college.
Somewhere in the world.
And North America.
So, yeah.
What?
So, everybody watch the Oscars. Actually, 21% less people watched the Oscars this year.
Shocking. Than last year?
Yeah. The ratings went down 21%. After all that strike shit, no one watched.
Well, we don't want to see your fucking movies anymore!
I actually hadn't seen most of the movies that were nominated.
Same.
I felt like a big loser, and I'm basically just going to print out the list and go rent them all.
Might not be a bad idea. I'm not going to rent them all. What I am going to rent is Persepolis, which I was really hoping would win Best Animated Feature, but didn't, of course, because it was about a Muslim woman of color, and it was a small independent foreign feature. So basically, no chance. Hey, that Snowball in Hell probably had a better chance of that Oscar.
Its name was probably Persepolis.
Persepolis.
I said Persepolis.
You said Persepolis.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You know what? I didn't.
This is going to be our next listener poll.
True or false? Did Brie say Persepolis? Like it was sopping up some juice? No.
Okay, moving on.
Can I persop that up?
Better use, you know, a damp cloth to persop that up.
Okay, let's talk about clothes.
I think we should start off with Laura Linney.
Oh my god, she was gorgeous.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Shoes, little plain. Also, well, actually, shoes extremely plain. Shoes, I do not approve. Dress.
I don't pay attention to shoes.
What?
It was Michael Kors. It looked good.
It did. It looked good, but it was sort of like average good. It wasn't like wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a black dress. I mean,
I know, but there wasn't really anything interesting going on. Like, there could have been some detail, and of course Michael Kors is very minimalist, so
totally. But
I really like the cuff. She did interesting jewelry, but her hair, not so interesting.
See, I don't mind stuff like that, because in comparison to people, like, when I turned on the Oscars and the first dress that I saw was Daniel Day-Lewis's wife's dress. I about shit my life away. I don't know who she is, but I know that her dress is fucking ugly.
Yeah. Commonly abbreviated to fugly.
No, I'm not abbreviating anything here. That shit was fucking ugly.
That is true. I mean, I...
It deserves two full words. You know, and I said it before, and I'll say it again. It looked like the dress got bedazzled with a black sunflower. It really
that,
does.
That is really kind of true.
It is. It's like a big friggin' black jeweled cheap sunflower right in the middle of it. And you know who looks like designed it? Kane from last season of Project Runway. It's like ridiculous. Like, it's like, stop throwing shit on it. Stop throwing stuff on it. Just
is Kane the really gay one yourself. who did pageants? The pageant yes. dresses? Yes. Okay, but I actually liked his corset dress. That was like kind of sheer, and you can see the boning in it. Yeah, the gold one.
Yeah, but it was a little over the top.
Well, yeah. I mean, obvi, but
anyway, I did not even notice this lady's shoes until
we are equally terrible.
Until someone made a note of it on the who was that? Was it you?
Yes, it was me. It was me.
Until you pointed out the Wicked Witch shoes. On her, I'm beside myself. I don't really know what to do. I have no idea.
It's like somebody took every single Vivian Westwood dress and just cut like a little bit out of it, and then put it on that dress, and then made a whole dress out of it, and then took a pair of her shoes that shouldn't be worn outside of the runway, and yeah, it was not good. It was bad news bears.
I don't know, but apparently her fashion taste is just as crazy as her husband actually is, so...
Is Daniel Day-Lewis crazy?
A little bit. Did you know that, like, when he's preparing for a role, he stays in character the whole time he's filming the movie?
Like, oh, I know, but half the people in Hollywood do that because they're so fucking method.
Even when he goes home to his family.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes, it is.
Danny DeVito did that for...
How would you ever know who you were actually married to? Anyway.
I don't know, because Daniel Day-Lewis has been acting for, like, a long time.
For, like, 70,000 years.
Rebecca Miller is apparently married to, like, a lot of different...
Does she have any claim to fame other than being his wife?
Yeah, actually, she's an acclaimed director. She's apparently really good.
Hmm. Interesting. Anyway.
Oh, just kidding, because we find her ugly dress much more interesting.
Yeah. So are we going to just keep going through worst dress?
No, I mean, like, let's talk about what we liked. It's more constructive, right?
Well, we kind of talked about Project Runway a little bit. So Heidi Klum looked gorgeous.
Link? Because I actually have not seen her dress. I have not seen... So you guys are about to get, like, the live, like, reaction.
The live reaction.
And Heidi Klum usually looks absolutely heinous, so...
No. The dress was beautiful.
I know. And so is Heidi Klum. But it's like, how do you manage to model for some of the most important designers ever and have as much money as you do? And completely fuck up. She's never very well put together. Like, you know that section... Okay, I hate to be referencing Us Weekly, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, she is... Mm-hmm. Like, if she's at an event that week, she's on the back page, and the dumbasses who do the fashion commentary, like the really cheesy stuff, are like, that's not okay.
Aww. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you don't like this dress, I don't know if I can be your friend. I'm just saying.
You know what? It's gotten very good reviews. So.
Because I have a few dresses to talk about. Like, if I don't, I'm going to explode. Because they're that heinous.
Yeah. I mean, and that is not something you should keep inside. No. Kids always talk to somebody. Let it out.
I have to unleash this fury. I'm sorry, but I love that dress on her.
No, yeah, it looks good. It is adventurous, but she makes it work. I'm not so hot on the earrings. I
Were any
think
of
the
the
pink,
accessories a little too
yeah.
Valentine's-y?
A little too
Red and
pink on
pink.
red, which is
Yeah.
not good. It's not good.
And I think now would be a good time to note that
Valentine's Day is over. All of them.
A, Valentine's Day is over. B, I didn't have a Valentine. And C,
Now taking up forward
if
position,
you're
please.
watching this in iTunes or on an iPod, you can. I'm going to have pictures of all the dresses that we're discussing
Yep.
above each of the moments that we're discussing them. So enable. Shit.
So glad you articulated
I
that so
know,
well.
I'm really good at speech.
At talking and stuff.
So if you're watching this in, if you're listening to this in iTunes or watching it, listening, fuck my life, on an iPod, enable
It's been a long week for Brie.
the artwork feature and you can see all of these dresses. And I'm finished.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great. That was good.
Good.
I feel good.
Glad. Yeah, no, you should. You should.
I
And
feel good.
I do like Heidi Klum's dress, but oh, if the really huge rings that she possibly got from a cereal box probably should
Oh,
have
I was
stayed at
thinking
home.
Claire's or the icing. You know whose dress I didn't like?
They belong on top of a cupcake somewhere. Whose dress?
A birthday cupcake.
Valentine's Day cupcake. Israeli-Palestinian conflict cupcake. All right. Sorry.
God. Where even does this come from? I was not feeling Kate Blanchett's dress.
Which one is she again? I'm kidding.
The one who looked like a wizard.
Oh.
The one who looked like a very pregnant fat wizard. In the purple
There's
dress with green and gold adorations.
that is just not nice.
I'm sorry, it was ugly. She looked like a fucking wizard. I wanted to put a little pointy hat on her head with some stars and give her a little wand.
Ooh.
I
Oh,
did. I'm sorry. I love the woman. She's a fantastic actress. But the dress. The dress.
You know who strikes me as slightly crazy?
Who?
Kristen Chenoweth. Does
Oh,
she
I
not
liked her
strike
dress.
you? No,
Did I
no,
say
yeah.
dress? I think I meant dress.
I think you meant dress.
Think I meant I quit and I'm going to bed now. So red was the popular color this year. And
It was.
Heidi was the only one who pulled it off. Because Anne
Pretty
Hathaway and
much.
Katherine Heigl did not look good.
It was her shoulder thing,
Both of
honestly.
them. Both of them had the one-shouldered red dress. And I don't know. I thought Anne Hathaway looked like she was wearing a Rami dress from Project Runway with my grandma's roses on it.
Ooh. Yeah, no, she did.
And I don't know, Katherine Heigl's dress was just eh.
It was a little rose heavy. And but okay, the shoulder thing, that's what bothered me. Like the weird thing that like encircled the top of her shoulder.
Yeah,
Like
they both
kind of
kind of had
fucked
like
up
a weird.
epaulette. Like an epaulette with a hole in it.
I don't
Oh,
know.
Jennifer Garner looked amazing though.
Yeah, she really did look gorgeous. She's bitty.
Is she really tiny?
I
I don't
think
think she's that
so. I don't
tiny.
know.
No,
Everyone
she's
looked
got like
really bitty.
muscle. And she's like 5'8", 5'9".
Can
Celebrity Heights, that's my specialty.
I just say, I watched the Oscars in HD this year. That was not a good choice. Okay. It's not good to be a white person in
Well,
HD. It's really not, because every vein makes you look translucent as hell, and these ladies have the veiniest boobs I've ever seen in my life.
everybody has kind of veiny boobs.
Okay, maybe it's a white person thing then. Or a white person who doesn't tan thing.
Maybe.
Get thyself to a tanning bed.
Or not, because tanning Seriously. In a tanning bed is really bad for
then
you.
Then cover so up your veiny boobs, because it just makes me want to vomit. Jessica Alba's dress was ugly, but at least I couldn't see veins popping out of her tits. I'm just saying.
No, you just get her creepy, creepy collarbones.
They're not creepy, they're gorgeous. And that
her
dress
collarbones?
Was
fugly. Jessica Alba is so thin.
She's preggers.
Okay, well, she was thin before that. She was super thin before that. So
yeah, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention, a lot of attention to her. But she was the only one whose tits were not busting with veins when she was presenting, so she got some bonus points from me, even though the, like, aubergine parade was on her body.
I
don't know what that
this.
Was.
Yeah, why did the costume designers always wear the most fucked up things?
Oh, you mean the bitch who won the first Oscar?
The bitch who won the first Oscar.
I don't know. That's all I have written down is the bitch who won the first Oscar, and her dress was fucking hideous. It was horrible, and you know it.
I know. You know what? I barely remember it. I just remember her being pretty tall.
It was multicolored and flowy, and it was a weird pattern. I don't know. Who wears a patterned dress to the Oscars? Seriously. It wasn't
Cody,
flattering.
Cody Diablo.
Yeah, but you know what?
With the tattoo.
Yeah, but that like was fitting for her personality.
It was actually.
And
she
it looked good
really
on
made
her.
It
so, like,
it
I'm not a fan of animal print, but it was fitting for her personality, and like, it looked good on her, so it wasn't that bad. Did you catch the Gary Busey attack?
No, but I heard about it.
It was hilarious.
Why?
Jennifer Garner looked like she was gonna shit her pants.
The pants that she wasn't wearing, so that's pretty extreme.
Shit her dress. Her gorgeous, gorgeous dress. He, like, would not leave them and Seacrest alone and, like, went ahead and put her in a big old bear hug. She was like, oh. And they were like, Where's Ben? And I so bad wanted to be like, he's fucking Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, I saw that today. It was brilliant.
Oh, it was hilarious. Okay, so let's talk about Amy Adams.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, she is, but that green dress that she was wearing looked like she looked too Wizard of Oz. Like, she's wearing an emerald green dress with her red hair and her blue eyes. And, I don't know, it was just very... I was expecting that red carpet to turn to yellow bricks. I didn't like it.
Wait, you didn't like Amy Adams' dress?
No, I didn't. I didn't like either of her dresses.
Oh, no, her second one was like...
The second
ooh.
One was hideous. The second one looked like some shit my mom would have worn in 1989. It was like black velvet, and then the top was that, like... gold
weird,
paisley
like,
shit
cade or something.
I don't know, and it like the body portion of it came up to her boobs and
yeah,
it just
not
looked
good.
Bad Blech. Wasn't it like short sleeved?
Yes,
the song
yes,
was,
it was
bad enough that I had to listen
which
to that song
added to the 80s ishness of it. You don't like this? Oh, it's really
a happy working song. No,
wait, what? No. Oh.
I'm talking about the song she was singing. I wasn't liking it.
Oh, no. I'm talking about her dress now. I actually really like it. Like, the really, like, structured, like, the seaming on the bodice and stuff. And then, like, the way it fishtails and it's all very, like...
You're talking about the green one?
Yes. And I think it's a great color for her as well. Because she's a redhead.
It's too...
I think we're going on a little bit too long about this dress. We have to be
funny
now.
I know. I'm saying, like, how predictable to put a pasty redhead in a green dress.
It's four
It makes you want to barf.
I think Javier, or according to Reeves Philbin, who apparently has only lived in the United States for 1 year and does not know that there are Spanish or Latino people in existence.
He's Spanish.
Called Javier. He's Spanish, I know, but there are people who aren't Spanish named Javier and called Xavier, which, I mean, if you're going to mispronounce a name, Xavier, obviously, the go-to fuck up.
Way to botch the name of the lead actor in the best picture of the year.
I just don't understand, like, Javier Bardem has been on the Hollywood scene for years doing acclaimed movies. Regis Philbin is in show business. Why doesn't he know?
He's an old white man. He's held together by superglue and clothespins. He doesn't know any better.
And hair dye. Ooh.
Do you know how much money they spend on makeup on that man? That's half the budget for the Oscars.
Ooh.
I'm serious.
No, I believe it. And
what did you think of his suit, by the way, Javier?
It was different. You know what? It's got a high stance. I like it. I think he did a really interesting look with like the flaps on the pockets and
yeah, for sure.
I think it's good. And like the buttons are covered up, right?
Yeah, they were.
I think he looks very chic. I think the suit obviously tailored beautifully for him, and I think he looks great. The little bit of scruff, I think it does. I think it suits him, and I like that he spoke in Spanish to his mom during his acceptance speech.
Oh, that was so great! I had to translate for my friends.
What did he say? I didn't know.
Oh God, don't make me go like look up his speech. But he basically said to his mom, he was like, "This is for you, and this is for your parents," and I can't remember what else, but I eventually at some point I got kind of lost because he was speaking Spanish,
right?
And had the theta and the little lisp throws me off.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was sweet.
I kind of figured as much. God. Some of it, like I caught like two words of it, and I was like, "Oh, I don't think that."
Speaking of foreigners.
No.
You know what I'm going to talk about, don't you?
Oh.
I think you know.
I'm deeply dreading this, so you go ahead.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, but I'm deep in dread. Knee deep, elbow deep, elbow deep in dread.
And the Oscar goes to... Brion Cotillard. La Vion.
Maestro Olivier Dahan, you rocked my life. You've truly rocked my life. Thank you so much to Picture House for your passion. Members of the Academy, thank you so, so much. And, well, I'm speechless now. Well, thank you, life. Thank you, love. And it is true, there is some angels in this city. Thank you so, so much.
Marion Cotillard.
Oh.
Otherwise known.
You rock my life.
Otherwise known to me as the orgasm girl. Because the only time I've ever heard a girl make those noises was in bed. I thought she was going to come on stage. I swear to God. I was like, what? What kind of noises are these? I.
Wait, if what somebody made that? Those noises in bed, I would probably leave.
It happens when they shake.
No. No, yeah, I mean, I don't make those noises.
Maybe not that much, not that much goat noise, but,
Well, no.
Sometimes there's a little bit of tremor. Anyway, so.
No, I'm really hoping you go into further detail.
I'm really not going to.
But we're all waiting for it, Bree.
No, I'm not going to.
No, no, thank you.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah, no, trust me, just thank me. Okay. So, that was, like, the most awkward Oscar acceptance speech.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
It was, but she was like, you rock my life. Hi.
See, that to me is more like crying than sexing.
I don't know. It was just very breathy and, like...
Because she was crying.
I didn't see any waterworks, so, and I was watching it in HD.
She was, like, weeping.
Did I mention I was watching it in HD? I saw no tears.
HD.
High definition. Did I mention it was on a 42-inch TV?
Big TV, high definition.
42-inch HD. I saw no tears. I saw her HD. Well up. She was welling up. HD. For sure. She can shut up now.
No, but I really think you should mention HD ass. One more time. Just one more.
HD.
HD. HD TV.
You know what? Don't be jealous just because I get to watch L Word Nipples in HD every week and you don't. Yeah, I think I win. Yeah, I think I win. Okay.
Okay, but you definitely just said win.
You win.
Win.
Win. Anyway.
Fuck. Cool win.
Okay, stop. If we were sitting next to each other right now, I would have playfully slapped you on the shoulder with my hand.
No, you would have playfully punched me in the teeth.
No, I would have backhanded you with my hand. In the shoulder, a little bit. Just not a lot, not hard, just a little bit.
Well, good to know.
It would have been a little bit like this.
Ah! Oh, that makes everything so much clearer.
I know. So next time you do that, I'm just going to go like this.
I haven't done it.
I know, I'm just saying.
No, I understand.
I'm going to be like, stop it.
Let's see, now you're doing the HD thing with your microphone. It's like,
by the way, boom. Did you know I have a real microphone?
Real microphone, boom.
Oh, no. We're never gonna get this done.
Oh. You know, we are done on so many levels. We're finished.
We've been recording for 48 minutes. That's not counting the shit I already stopped and started and put away.
Oh, God. So, what did we think? You know what? Okay. I like Patrick Dempsey. I think he looked very good. A little bit like a busboy, but good. And his wife, I would just like to note that she looks beautiful. And, you know, she's a great-looking woman. Well accessorized to boot. Dress a little bit boring. I'm just tired of Coral for some reason. I don't know why. She looks like Ann Coulter a little bit. A more human looking Ann Coulter.
A less horse face.
She's like Ann Coulter's pretty sister. Because there's always one.
I could see that.
Yeah. I have a sister.
Yeah. Well, prettier? That turns out.
I think so.
Almost stays.
I'm sorry to say, but I think I think she won.
I doubt it.
No. Well, she's my half-sister, so maybe we don't have to compete.
No, not really. No.
I guess technically we don't have to compete anyway. It's not really required.
I definitely lost out to my sister, though.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no, I know so.
No, I don't think so.
She got kind of fat, so it's kind of an even playing field now. But when she wasn't, she definitely had she had the step up on the hotness.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think you understand. Okay. You don't know what it's like living in my sister's shadow. Now, literally. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I still overpower her. Anyway. I'm a bitch.
I really hope she doesn't subscribe to us.
No, she doesn't. Trust me.
Okay, good. Good. Wow. Where were we?
Oh, orgasms.
I thought we were at Patrick Dempsey's wife.
Oh, I'm Yeah, we were talking about orgasms.
You!
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Kind of. Anyway, so...
Mm-hmm.
Your little friend, Tilda...
Swinton?
Mm-hmm.
And why is she my little friend?
Because clearly, I don't like her.
clearly, I do not know Tilda Swinton.
I don't like her dress.
I don't like her dress either.
Could you call it a dress? Because it looked more like a cape?
It looked more like
half
some
a drape cape?
Chick's velvet, black velvet sheets. Like, I mean...
And her hair looked like it hadn't been washed in a week.
Yeah. She's very edgy, and I can appreciate that. But at the same time, like, I feel like her dress would have been a lot better if it hadn't been...
Not
velvet.
A dress?
She looked like she got from Fabricland.
Joanne Fabrics, $1 a yard.
On sale! Fantastic!
This week only, stock up.
No.
Anyway, I don't know. I have issues with the way she looks. I don't know. I didn't like the dress, but she did earn a shitload of bonus points with me when she started talking about rubber nipples and George Clooney.
Yes, that was
that
hilarious.
That cracked me up. She was so funny. I was like, I kind of like you now. Your dress is ugly, but I kind of like you.
Oh, you know what? Cate Blanchett's dress was ugly, and we definitely like Cate Blanchett. I mean, it's so weird to me that, like, nobody knows who she is because critics have been fucking creaming themselves over her for, like, ever. So... And she was in the chronic what? Chronicles of Narnia.
Gross, I don't watch that kind of stuff.
Well, neither do I, but I did watch the SNL parody.
Yeah.
With Adam Samberg or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh,
cute boy
shit.
With the Jufro. Him.
Oh, man.
He is super adorable, but then his movie completely flopped.
I didn't even know he had a movie. What was it called?
Exactly. It was like Hot Rod or something.
Hot Fuzz?
No. Hot Fuzz was different. Hot Fuzz is the Shaun of the Dead guys, who are fantastic.
That is, really. I just saw it somewhere today. I don't know. I was just making a guess.
No, Hot Rod is a movie that nobody saw, and nobody particularly gave a shit about, and here we are today.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I think Keith Urban looked good. Why does Nicole Kidman keep dating men shorter than her?
I don't know. Why did she look like she got caught in a chandelier and then came to the Oscars anyway? I don't know.
I don't know.
Seriously, it looked like before she went up on stage, she tripped and fell through a chandelier, and all the shit was still stuck on her, and she was like, I just have to get out there anyway. And she went out there, and it was all off-centered and just like, bling! And, I don't know, it bugged me immensely. So much that I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah,
she had
so much bling that 50 Cent's testicles actually shriveled up back into him.
The words 50 Cent coming out of your mouth just doesn't work. I was talking to 50 Cent yesterday
50
up here
Cent
in Toronto.
Is half a dollar.
I was talking to half dollar piece today.
One half dollar. Oh, shit. One half dollar, the rapper.
God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know who I felt especially bad for was Jennifer Hudson.
Why?
I like her. I like her as an actress and as a singer, but her dress, like, just did not look good on her. Like, it made her boobs look like mammogram boobies. Like, they looked like they were still stuck in the machine. They're all squishy and flat. Like a little shelf.
Oh! Get out of my head! Seriously. I was just thinking, shelf?
It looks like but a like a collapsed shelf.
One that might have come during a California earthquake.
Like, it needs to be propped up, maybe. I don't know, but like...
Bad shelf. And like the off.
The cutouts on the sides with the sequins, I wasn't feeling that either.
Not flattering.
No, it really wasn't. And I don't know who let her go out in a white dress, but... Whatevs. Whatevs.
I mean, and just, like, the seaming, like, under the bust.
Yeah. Just,
like, that halter. Like, what was up with the collar on the halter?
It made no sense.
And around, just... and, like, the cutouts. Just that pattern, they should have done something, like...
It looked like it was too small.
It does resemble a dress that, does not fit her so well.
Because I didn't really think you could muffin top a dress. But you can. You can. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think if the dress doesn't fit you correctly, every woman alive, no matter what, has the potential. Jackie Warner would muffin top. If that dress were too small on her, so I don't think this...
But it'd be a muffin top of muscle.
That dress, if it's... A dress like that, if it's too small on you, that is a place where you would... There would be some pokage of muffiny, like, substances.
If you put a sharp V on any kind of fat, it's gonna...
Not even fat, though, just skin. It's gonna, you know,
gonna make
it's too
3D
tight.
In... I don't know, I'm just saying.
And trust me, you...
It's like a pop-up book of fat. On my television. I'm just... On my 42-inch HD.
In HD. HD. Television. HD. High definition. HD.
You know what? Don't be jealous.
You know what? I'm not being jealous. I'm making fun of you.
Oh, God.
Yes, I went there. I'm gonna keep.
I think Jon Stewart may be my favorite Oscar presenter at this point.
Oh, I don't know. I really like Billy Crystal.
No, he was so funny. And on top of that, like, he was so classy when the girl who didn't get to speak best song, when, what were their names? I don't know. Her name was Marquetta.
Eastern European lady and Irish boy.
Yeah, who I could not, I needed subtitles for that man. It was ridiculous.
Nice.
No, it's true. Glenn Hansard and Marquetta Iglova. They won best song for Falling Slowly.
I like that you put, like, just a little bit of Spanish into that.
You know what? Suck dick.
Eglova.
Eglova.
What? No, it wasn't a bad thing. I said I like.
Oh my God. And I disagree. I don't think that was Spanish. Anyway. They won best song. You would just shut up.
And scene.
They won best. Damn it. That was the start of an, oh my God. Oh, shit. I can't even continue. No, but they won best original song for Falling Slowly from the movie Once. And he gave a good speech. It was very nice and full of thanks and da 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 and shit I couldn't understand. And then the music cut her off, and she was like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll just go off stage." And she she was really gracious about it.
Yeah.
And adorable. And then Jon Stewart came back out, and he like let her give a speech, and it was so cute.
The winners of Best Song, Markéta Irglova, didn't get a chance to say her thank you, so I just wanted to bring her out here again real quick. Just to get a chance to... Do you want to come out real quick? I'm sorry. There you go. Enjoy your moment.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I just want to thank you so much. This is such a big deal, not only for us, but for all other independent musicians and artists that spend most of their time struggling. And the fact that we're standing here tonight, the fact that we're able to hold this is just... it's just a proof that... No matter how far out your dreams are, it's possible. And, you know, fair play to those who dare to dream and don't give up. And this song was written from a perspective of hope. And hope, at the end of the day, connects us all, no matter how different we are. And so thank you so much who helped us along the way. Thank you.
Back there. It's so funny. Her partner in the song was holding his Oscar, and he said, "Let's have them kiss." And she said, "But they're both guys." And so he goes, "But it's Hollywood." So I just thought you'd enjoy that.
That was such a good and inspiring speech. I cried a little.
Aww.
I won't lie. I did cry. And my friends made fun of me, and I don't care. Because she's like the Barack Obama of movie songwriting. Yeah.
Why is she at all? What?
What?
If you could just flesh out the concept of her being the Barack Obama of the Oscars, that'd be great. Because I'm.
Did you not listen to her speech?
How is she like Barack Obama?
Because she's all about hope.
So? A lot of people are about hope.
No, they're not. People are mean and dark, and they're pessimistic. And Barack Obama and Markéta Irglova are the shining beacons of hope.
Ms. Abrova?
Okay, and for the Barack Obama. Fucking third time, it is a G, not a B. I-R-G.
Agrova.
L-O-V-A.
Irglova. What?
Like glove, and then an A, Irglova, but like an O with an O. Just stop. Okay.
I give up.
I give up on you too. I'm glad you agree to give up on you. What else did you like from the Oscars, Stacey?
Tilda Swinton's. Acceptance speech. That was pretty cool. It was kind of boring. None of the Canadians won. There was a really, really cool Canadian short film that didn't win.
Which one?
I Met the Walrus.
Oh, that nasty hipster-looking piece of shit.
What? Hipster-looking piece of shit?
It looks like a bunch of hipsters probably watch it and value it.
No, there's not enough neon in it. Or any. Which automatically does not make it ironically ugly and therefore cool as fuck.
Oh, God.
But an ironic way. Like that was mean. Okay.
No, it's true. Which you'll hear about on the next podcast.
They will?
Yeah, remember the thing about the hamster? You know? Okay. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Oh, you know who did one though? Did you notice? Did you notice the gay movie one?
Yes, yes.
Freeheld.
Freeheld, which the I documentary. Was freehand.
No, Freeheld.
Freeheld.
which you can do with hands. You can hold something in a hand. So yeah. I mean, you're kind of close.
Thank you. That's very supportive.
I liked how, I liked how Cynthia Wade was like, had to clarify that she wasn't gay. She was like, yeah. That I, as a married woman, don't face.
Oh.
She's like, just so you don't try to hit on me later, Ellen Page.
Ellen Page is a giant homosexual.
Oh, she's so adorable, though. But her dress was not adorable.
No.
And that's not her fault, but...
I'm not sure that I feel all that great about really... You can't go to the Oscars with a dress with spaghetti straps. It is not 1999.
I'm sorry. Three tiers of black chiffon does not an Oscar dress make.
Word.
And, I don't know. It looked like a freshman homecoming dress from the top up.
It was really bad. It looked like something that people would have worn to, like, their middle school graduation. I think she would
have... My mother picked this out from Penny's.
No. You know what would have been so freaking hot on Ellen Page? If she did, like, the Jennifer Aniston thing and wore, like, the super tailored suit with, like, nothing underneath.
Maybe if she'd worn what she's been wearing all friggin' week in interviews. That super hot suit. She looked adorable.
But the shirt that she wore at the Spirit Awards, I do not approve of. It looked like a bowling shirt.
She did have a Shane tie at one point. I wasn't feeling that.
Lesbian Ellen Page needs to listen to our podcast. If she doesn't
Ellen Page.
Already.
Ellen Page, if you're listening to
Ellen
us
Page.
On the DL.
Which?
Because we know that you can't be an out lady like Nikki Stevens. We know. We understand that.
Oh.
And we wouldn't want to out you like Alice Piazzecki. Like Alice Piazzecki.
Piazzecki. Or Piszecki.
So, we'll just call you Ellen, the new generation.
Oh, no. Helen Sage. Because we're getting Jenny Schechter all over this.
Oh, okay. Jenny Schechter has rewritten our podcast. Helen Sage, if you're listening... Please don't wear.
And you know Shantez. She gets that joke. You know she gets that joke.
Please don't wear Shantez. Or
sexual.
Or
bowling shirts. God. Spirit Awards. What if she does actually listen to us?
No, she doesn't. Don't flatter yourself. We have like 10 listeners, bitch.
We definitely have more than 10 listeners, and I know that you really strongly desire to not acknowledge that, but it's there.
Whatever. Anyway, Helen Sage. They have the chain ties.
No more chain ties.
Pretty please with sugar on top. And maybe a strap on. I'm just saying. But anyway, so...
Are you saying Ellen Page should pack at award shows?
I said nothing of the sort. However, you did.
Oh, latest accessory. A bedazzled, bejeweled, befabulous strap-on.
Oh my god. I don't have anything to say. Oh god.
Yeah. There's really not much to say to that. Because packing to award shows just cannot be...
Speaking of packing at award shows, Cameron Diaz looked gorgeous. And I don't care. People are, like, hating on her hair hardcore. I don't care.
I think it looked okay.
Yeah, it was a little messy, but you know what? That's Cameron, okay? That's how she rolls. That is how my future wife rolls. She's like that. She's a real person. Even when she trips up words like cinematography.
Oh, but she was cute about it.
She's
anybody can
very
do that.
Cute. That's why we're getting married. Yep.
So you're going to marry Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, pretty much.
A woman who probably couldn't be straighter if she tried. Okay.
Hey.
I leave it in your hands.
She's what? Mine.
I didn't say she wasn't. I'm not even going to bother.
She's straight.
Cameron Diaz?
No.
Cameron Diaz.
No.
Not straight.
No lady is that nerdy and straight. And I call dibs on the nerdy hot lady. When she comes nerdy. Out in 30 years, I'm on it.
In 30 years, she'll not look like this.
Yeah,
knows,
she will.
Probably be even more fucked up.
I'm sorry, are you talking smack about my wife? Bring it on, Stacey.
I thought you said brown, Stacey. And
no,
I
said bring it on.
Her?
Whatever, she's adorable. She tripped up and made a joke out of it, and that's what I love.
I know, it was super cute. That's what I said.
Because she's adorable. I kind of want to cry thinking about how cute she is. Just give me a second. Oh, okay, I'm good.
Okay, well, that pretty much wraps up our coverage of the Oscars. And before you guys go, but, we know that we didn't talk about everybody. Perfectly well aware of this. We hit the highs, we hit the lows. Probably missed some of the highs, missed a few of the lows, but we tried to get what we could. Just a short little kind of warm-up thing for our next big endeavor in recording. So, yeah. We out!
Oh my god, what was that? Hey, Stacey.
Yeah?
You know what I realized?
What?
This is the first podcast that we have recorded, and I haven't had any kind of cold or sinus infection.
Oh.
They're hearing my voice for the first time.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little emotional right now. I was kidding.
Okay, yeah.
Those are crocodile tears.
I figured.
Those were Marion Cotillard tears.
Oh, those weren't crocodile tears.
I was kidding.
Don't do that.
Okay. Nah, I'm not kidding.
Do you think she was fake crying at the Oscars?
Perhaps. It happens. Sally Field, fake. Bet you didn't know that.
What? What do you mean she fake cried?
She fake cried. Don't argue with me, it's true.
Okay, I'm just... where... From which reputable source did you hear this?
My mama.
You got it from your mama. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you went along with it. Okay.
I did. Well, I did, because I know that song.
I'm really impressed.
I know, right? Anyway, I'd like to take responsibility for screwing up the Help Us Out cast. I didn't exactly give you guys the right phone number.
What? Yeah, we actually had a listener and a dear friend of mine, Karina, hi, phone and
point out
something
that it was no longer
up, and she,
right?
She left a message and it didn't work. She definitely phoned our old number. Well, she was drunk and apparently it was hilarious.
Oh,
and
sad
no.
day. Sad no. day. Anyway, if you, we are in the process of getting a new podcast up, so you can still email us or call in with some questions and comments.
We love calls, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love the drunk dials. There's a couple that I'm going to go ahead and put up in this next cast because they're pretty funny. Just email us at lafashioncast@gmail.com or call us at the correct phone number. 206-984-2102, and it works just like Casey and Alka's phone. No one's gonna pick it up, so you don't have to worry about one of us actually answering. And just call.
No awkward conversation with me, and we won't hurt your feelings because she's not going to be at the other end, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, trust me, I don't love you guys enough to get a separate phone line.
Although she does love you a lot, and I'm sure if we had loads of money really to throw away, that we might consider it. But
or if more than 10 people listened.
We definitely have more than 10 listeners,
no,
and you know it.
I'm done with this conversation. Yeah. We don't.
I would like 10 people to write into us or go on the forum. And
whatever.
And let's make a project and prove Bree wrong and also really freak her out. It's going to be amazing.
No.
I promise.
It's not true. Anyway, feel free to add us on MySpace as well. Just follow the link that's in the super cool enhanced podcast chapter title. It's pretty cool. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? Why, yes, Bree, that is it. Fantastic, Stacey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was trying to remember how to spell a particular area of India, and it just... It required
so much... Do I mean
so
nothing?
Much... Hmm?
Why the hell is India more important than me?
It's not more important than you. I just thought I could do two things at the same time.
Jesus.
It's Rajasthan. That's what it is.
God. You know...
I think.
It's pretty...
See, now I have to find out. Otherwise, God, I'm going to make an ass of myself.
It. Okay. Well,
No wait. You keep talking and then I'll come back with the name of the Indian province or state that I'm
As you can
to
tell, I
out.
Did edit. I did break down and edit some of this quite substantially. Yeah. However, this, not so much. So, God, I give up on you. I give up on you, Stacey. Anyway... Yep. Thanks for listening to our podcast about the Oscars. Jesus.
Okay.
And you guys will probably hear from us in about a week.
Yes, soon. Soon. For real soon.
Thanks for clearing that up. Okay.
Not a problem.
Bye.
Bye. And I paint it black. Will you have suffered enough? And warred with yourself? It's time that you mourn. That means you're going to
have to edit that out. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
And I don't even know where I have to restart. You motherfucking fuckface.
Oh, that's hilarious. See, no, it's not
funny. This is why I can't take you anywhere.
This is why. That when we go to the mall together, when we go shopping,
this is why we can't
that
live
you
in the same
walk
country.
10 feet in front of me. I have to blow my nose.
I almost
one
really
moment.
Made an inappropriate joke.
Well, what'd you say?
Don't worry about it. Go blow your nose. That's sexy.
I know. Oh, that's God. Why I'm doing it. I wanna drive the listeners wild with desire. I only had to say it about 15 times for you to go, oh, yeah, that!
Bitch, I couldn't hear you.
Bitch, you should just listen.
You know what? You're one to talk.
Ooh, girl!
It's getting a little hot up in here.
Is that the right word
for it? I felt like Kit.
Girl!
Girl.
I am gonna cut those whole bags a new one!
That is not how it went. I have the quote up on my profile.
I'm not sure. I'm
gonna get those hoe bags. I said, God, girl. I'm gonna get them, she bitches. Anyway.
No, you know what? Because you're just thinking of Daniel Day-Lewis's dress.
No.
I thought there was something, like, wrong with the camera.
Oh shit.
I know, I'm so serious. And there was like striped wallpaper behind her, so I was literally like checking. I was like, well, the stripes aren't all that kind of shape.
Was it kind of like the ring?
What? The ring?
You know, in the ring, the movie The Ring.
I haven't seen it.
When they had seen the video.
I haven't seen it.
Am I not supposed to tell you? Are you planning on watching it?
No.
Okay, well, I'm telling you what happens.
Jesus.
So you can understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, God.
In the movie, after you've watched the poison video, whenever you appear in a picture, your face is all swirly, but the background is okay.
I guess that would... You know what? I'm not
saying. Maybe she's like the face of death.